Our next guest on Downtown is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of the most successful American band in history. Some 60 Billboard chart hits, millions and millions of records sold, and making music ever since 1962. I think you'll know who we're talking about.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there.
Talking, of course, about original member of the Beach Boys, Mike Love, who's got a brand new solo album out called 12 Sides of Summer. And we're thrilled to have Mike Love join us here on Downtown.
You must be in the zone.
We are in the zone, absolutely, yes. Stephen King station.
Oh, my goodness.
So watch what you do. Hey, I love the new album, Mike, 12 Sides of Summer. It's an awful lot of fun. It's just a classic summer album. And the first single, very interesting choice, terrific cover of the Ramones' Rockaway Beach. You even got Marky Ramone involved.
Well, Marky Ramone came out when the day we released the single. He was with us at the Paramount Theater out on Long Island, New York, and he was great. He went and rehearsed a couple of our songs, like Fun, 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 we do in our encore, and I think it might have been, Summertime Blues or something. But anyway, he rehearsed for the encore and did a great job. In fact, our regular drummer, John Castle, just let him rip with it, and he was great. So that was fun, having a Ramones drummer doing a Ramones song in our encore.
And California Beach, one of your songs, is terrific as well. That's one you've been working on for a while, I understand.
Well, the thing is, it should have followed California Girls or something like that back in the 60s, but I'm a procrastinator. To But I've had that song in my head for maybe 30 years or something like that. I said, oh, gosh, come on, let's do this song, this album, 12 Sides of Summer, 12 songs on it, and they're all going to be summer-friendly, but this has got to be the open invitation to not only the album, but just to check out California.
Well, some great covers on there as well as your original song. I love your version of Here Comes the Sun, but I think my favorite is your take on Girl from Ipanema.
Wow. You know, I listened to the original 100 times so I could sing it in Portuguese, the last verse. And people from Brazil say that, hey, that sounds pretty, pretty righteous. But that's a beautiful song. It's a classic, internationally, you know, wonderful song. And my friend and producer, Paul Farzo, he came up with that arrangement. And I think it was so fantastic. I went into the studio and sang the lead, and then I doubled it. And not only in English, but in Portuguese. And they said, how did you do that? I said, well, I stayed up two or three nights in a row, played it 100 times so I could pronounce things correctly, or what I felt was correctly. But it was a lot of fun doing this album. But Girl from Ipanema, I've had that for maybe 12 years.
We're talking with Mike Love here on Downtown. You talk about this a lot. I know meditation has been a big part of your life since you made your trip to India more than 50 years ago. One of my favorite Beach Boys songs is one that you co-wrote with Carl and Al, I believe, about that experience. I was so happy to see you do it on the 50th anniversary tour. I love All This Is That.
Oh, thank you. We love doing it. It's kind of mystical. It's come from the Vedas, these old ancient scriptures from India. And it's a saying, I am that, thou art that, all this is that. And what it really means is we're all coming up from the same, you know, same source, all of creation, all of life. And so in a sense, we're all unified in that way. We don't act like it. The world doesn't act like it, but it's the truth, though. And when we do that song, it resonates, you know, it has a really sort of a mystical feeling. I'm glad you pointed it out, because you're right. Meditation has been a hugely important part of my daily life since I learned it in December of 67, directly from Maharishi, which was a blessing.
A cool head and a warm heart, right?
That's right. He said that. Maharishi said that at a meeting I was at years ago. I said, wow, cool head. You need a cool head and warm heart. So I made it into a little song.
Well, it's a wonderful song. While you're on that trip, too, you also Well, a lot of people were there. You helped Paul McCartney on some of the lyrics to Back in the USSR, right?
Yeah, I was trying to confine the Beatles to Russia, but it didn't work. He came to the breakfast table one morning with his acoustic guitar. I had to have been the first person other than his girlfriend, Jane Asher, at the time, to hear this song. He said, listen to this, Mike. Flew in from Miami Beach, B-O-A-C, didn't get to bed last night, whatever. All the way the paper bag was on my knee, man, I had a drug flight, you know, whatever. So I said, well, you know, on the bridge, in the middle part, Paul, you ought to talk about all the girls around Russia, Ukraine girls and Moscow girls and Georgia on my mind, which he did. It turns out the Sir Paul can craft a tune.
Mike, we know you come from such a great musical family, but I think people know, but maybe not everybody. You also come from a pretty athletic family with your brother Stan and your nephew, a pretty decent athlete as well.
Fairly decent, at $30 million a year, I think so. I said, are you happy living in Cleveland? He says, with the amount of money I'm getting, I could live in Siberia. So, yes, that's my nephew. I tell him, you know, Kevin, I used to be somebody in the family till you came along.
Mike, thanks again. Really enjoy the album, and thanks for all the great music through the years.
Well, thank you for being so informed, about music that I love,
You bet. Good luck with the album and the never-ending Beach Boys and Mike Love tour. Thanks again.
All right.
That's Mike Love, Beach Boys. Good stuff there, talking with us on Downtown.